Hello?
John, have you heard the news?
What news, Daddy?
I'm a father. I mean, another father.
Wonderful. The angel smiled on you again, eh, Daddy?
Smiled. They laughed out loud. John, it's twins.
Twins? Well, how's Mrs. Higgins?
Oh, she's fine. It's Snooks I'm worried about.
Oh?
She disappeared this morning, and I can't find any trace of her.
Does she know about her, well, what are they, boys or girls?
One of each. A girl and a boy, I think. Or a boy and a girl. I'm not sure. But I'm terribly worried about Snooks. Do you suppose she... Oh, wait. I think I hear her coming. I'll talk to you later, John. So long.
Goodbye, Daddy. So now Daddy's got twins. Well, it never rains but it pours. Snooks! Snooks, is that you?
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, Snooks, dear. Where have you been all day?
I ran away from home. Go ahead and spank me.
Spank you? Haven't you heard what's happened here? When I came home from the office, I found two brand new bouncing babies.
Yeah, that's why I ran away.
Why?
Because I get the blame for it.
Oh, what nonsense. We're all terribly happy. They're the most beautiful twins you ever saw.
Does Mommy know about them?
Well, certainly. Mommy brought them home.
Yeah?
Yes.
Where did she get them from?
Oh, the stork dropped them down the chimney of the hospital. Come on upstairs.
No, I don't want
to. Well, don't you want to see the twins?
No. I want to see the stork.
The stork's already gone.
Why?
Well, he's got other babies to bring to people. He can't spend all his time with us, you know.
We sure keep him busy, though, don't we?
By Snooks, the stork has only visited us three times. He brought you, then Robespierre, and now the twins. Twins. Do you realize what that means, Snooks?
Do you, Daddy?
Oh, there'll be a lot of bills to pay and two more mouths to feed, but I'm not worried about that. I've got a wonderful family now, and you should be happy to have a new brother and sister.
Well, I don't like their names.
What name?
Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning?
That's what Uncle Louie said when I told him we got twins.
Let Uncle Louie mind his own business. That's not their names at all.
Ain't it?
No. Uncle Louis was displaying very bad taste.
Yeah?
Besides, what does that old fossil know about children? He hasn't any.
I guess he knows plenty, Daddy.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, young lady, that neither your jealousy nor Uncle Louis' sarcasm can spoil this day's happiness for you.
I'm jealous.
Well, I hope not. That Robespierre is bubbling with joy.
Wesley has to rock their cradle and change
their... He'll not have to change their bedclothes.
I wasn't going to...
Never mind what you were going to say. Everybody's going to help. When Robespierre was tiny, I had to walk the floor with him, didn't I? Did I ever complain?
Yeah.
When?
When Mommy made you wear ribbons in your nightie to fool him.
That's not true. And it didn't fool him anyhow. Come on, let's look at the twins.
What do they look like?
Well, you remember what Robespierre looked like the first day he came home?
You mean all red?
Well, yes, Robespierre was sort of red.
Did they boil these too?
They don't boil anybody. All newborn babies look like that. Come on, I want you to see them.
Where are they?
They're going to occupy your room temporarily, soon. You'll sleep in Robespierre's room until we get to Justin.
Where will Robespierre sleep?
Oh, he'll share the room with you. I'll be in there, too. But we'll manage. What are you crying about?
I don't like the way those darn old twins are crowding us out.
Oh, it's only for a little while. Just until they're through with their night feeding. Then you know what we'll do?
Yeah, we'll get triplets.
We will not.
Yes.
And if you'd only take one look at the little angels, you wouldn't feel so angry. You'd want to hug them.
No, I won't. If I see them, I'll conk them.
No. Don't you ever, ever let me catch you laying a finger on either of those babies. They're delicate and fragile, and any mishandling will cause a severe injury.
Why didn't they get hurt before?
Before when?
When the stork dropped them down the chimney.
They didn't get hurt then because they were well wrapped.
Well, I'll wrap them one. I'll wrap them before I conk them.
Now, stop saying those things. Now, will you be a sweet child and come upstairs to meet your new brother and sister?
I'll go upstairs, but I won't go in the room.
Oh, please. I can't bring both children out.
Do they look alike?
Certainly.
Well, just bring one out.
Very well. Come with me and don't make any noise. Oh, I promise you, you'll fall in love with them the minute you see them. Shh, no. Wait here. I'll bring one out.
I bet they got tails.
There we are, little fella. Come and meet your sister.
Have you got one, Daddy?
Yeah. What do you think of him?
Is this the boy or the girl?
This is the girl. I don't know. It doesn't make any difference.
Why?
All right, it's the boy.
Are you sure?
Certainly. I can tell by the blue blanket. Did you ever see anything so sweet? How do you like him?
Ha-ha, no good.
Why do you say that?
Because he ain't got no teeth and he ain't got no hair. And his head's all smooth.
Why, of course. That's because he's brand new.
I think they fooled you, Daddy. He looks like a retread.
Oh, don't be silly. He's beautiful.
Does the other one look like him?
Identically.
Are you going to keep them?
I think so.
Well, I suppose you know what you're doing.
Kiss him, Snooks.
No, take him away. He looks like a Jap.
He does not. Why, he's got mummy's eyes, he's got my nose and chin, and he's got Robespierre's complexion.
And he got nothing on his own?
Come help me tuck him in the crib. Then you can get a look at your sister. You never had a sister before. I should think you'd be curious to see what she looks like. Come on.
All right, Daddy.
Now, that's better. Be very quiet, and we'll put this little man to bed. Oh, there's the other one, Snooks.
Where?
See a head sticking out?
Where's the rest of it?
Under the covers.
Is that a girl?
Certainly it's a girl.
How can you tell?
The same way I can tell the other one's a boy. By the blanket.
Were they both born with blankets on?
Yes. Well, now, are you feeling a little more friendly towards them, Snooks?
Maybe I am, and maybe I ain't.
Well, you'll soon feel the way I do. I'm a happy man, Snooks. Two lovable, cuddly, beautiful children to bring me all kinds of joy in my old age. Besides, we get 2 extra pounds of sugar on our ration card.
Had to get the twins.
Nothing of the kind.
Yeah, because you like it.
As if I care about extra sugar.
Yeah.
Well, you've seen them. Now you can go to bed.
All right, Daddy. Good night.
Good night. Oh, Snooks.
Yes, Daddy.
Don't you like the twins just a little bit?
Maybe.
Because I just wanted to tell you that the doctor offered to pay me their weight in gold if I'd sell them to him.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. Shall I sell them?
No, Dad.
Ha-ha! That's what I wanted to hear. You don't want me to sell them now, do you?
No. Let's fatten them up a little and they'll bring a better price.
I'll see you. Good night.
Good night, Daddy.